B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everybody has weird things that turn them on, like about other people. Like, I mean, I don't know, could be the way they walk or something like that. Leroy has the strangest thing that turns him on about other people. He goes to the same Dunkin' Donuts basically every morning. And you know when you go early in the morning to Dunkin' Donuts, you basically have the same people serving you to the point where, like, they know, not only do they know who they're going to get as customers that morning, but they can pretty much line up the orders because they know what order the people are going to be coming in.
That's
so they
great.
Have your, they'll have your stuff ready and everything. And this person that Leroy, you know, that serves Leroy, every single day, he's never thought twice. Like, he's always been polite to her, but he's never thought twice about her as far as, like, being attracted to her. But that all changed. That all changed because what, Leroy?
Well, wow. I'm getting, like, a tingling sensation as I think about it.
Lord.
I'm dead serious. Y'all think I'm playing.
Wait until you hear what this is.
So, some mornings, you know, she'll be like, you know, do you want anything else? She knows that I like my French vanilla hot coffee regular. And it's already set, just like you said. So she said, all right, so is that it for today? And I was like, she was like, you sure? Because you're thinking about it. I was like, nah, I think that's it. And then she said, are you sure, Daddy?
Oh! What?
Now, boy. She called me Daddy.
Oh,
she called me Daddy.
Hey.
But the way she said it, I don't think she realized that it came out of her mouth. I think she had a nice night.
Yeah, how did she say it exactly?
She was like, you sure, Daddy? And it just, I can't, yes, exactly.
And it's like a little tingle down there.
He started to know how to complete it.
Yes. Now, there's a difference between somebody's calling you. If there's a difference between a woman calling me Daddy and you can tell it's like in a joking way or trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But when it's sincere and it just flows.
Yeah.
I had to step back for a second.
Daddy's kind of like, that's a little hard. I mean, usually I've got
Lord.
Honey and I like getting called honey and stuff, but
Daddy has sexual implications.
Yes,
for
does.
Sure.
She's trying to send you a message.
She likes you.
But no, I don't think so. She said it straight face. And I just think it was something that was on her mind.
Hmm.
Maybe something happened last night and it just slipped out.
Yeah. A woman doesn't call a man daddy unless
He's her daddy.
No,
unless it's something sexual.
She's the type.
Complete opposites.
No.
Right.
She's the type to say, okay, are you sure love? Or, like, people who do that, I don't have a problem with
different.
That. Baby, right.
Baby, honey, love,
boo.
Those are all in a different bucket.
Yeah.
Daddy?
Yeah.
That stands on its own.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I walked out of there, and I had the best day of my life. I felt so, my chest was a little bit, you know, puffed up a little bit.
He ended up buying out all the donuts.
Yeah.
Y'all take everything.
Everybody behind
everything.
Him was like, hurry up! Because he was still there looking at her going, does she want some of this?
Oh,
but I think, and it made me, it made me think about it. I'm like, yo, that right there is that's a turn on for me. And the other one I want. I'm praying for
that
this
you
one.
Want?
I want this one.
Making requests.
I want to hear a woman call me Poppy. That'll be another turn on. That will be another turn on.
Dunkin' Donuts and Lawrence.
Oh my God! Shut up.
Are you sure, Poppy? You want something,
man? But it's got to be genuine. It's got to be from the heart.
So now, next time you go there, are you gonna say anything to her, or will you be? Will you feel funny if she calls you something else, or? Oh, wait a minute,
wait a minute.
What if
I know what you're gonna say.
You're about to leave and you hear her call the guy behind you? The guy
that is not you.
Yeah.
I'll be a little heated. I ain't gonna lie, a little vexed about that.
Like,
but that made my day.
You're gonna look at the guy behind you and be like, he looks like crap. How are you dare gonna call him daddy? So there you go, ladies. Now Leroy's gonna get all the messages on social media.
Right,
oh,
right,
what's up,
daddy?
Check your DMs.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.